Biden Federal Agencies Advance Climate Change Agenda. By Penny Starr on February 22, 2022. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, under the control of President Joe Biden's administration, is stepping up its effort to inform communities of the threat of so-called climate change, as evident in their 2022 report on rising sea levels. The NOAA-led Sea Level Rise Technical Report involves six other federal agencies and relies on the United Nations controversial climate models. It predicts that the sea level rise expected by 2050 will create a profound increase in the frequency of coastal flooding, even in the absence of storms or heavy rainfall. A press release announcing the report said, "The report provides the most up-to-date sea level rise projections for all U.S. states and territories by decade for the next 100 years and beyond, based on a combination of tide gauge and satellite observations and all the model ensembles from the sixth assessment report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. The report overrides the 2017 report issued during the Donald Trump administration. The report updates the federal government's 2017 sea level rise projections and provides additional information on tide, wind, and storm-driven extreme water levels affecting current and future coastal flood risk. A suite of federal tools are using this data, including the NOAA Sea Level Rise Viewer, which are critical to the administration's commitment to tackle the climate crisis by making actionable climate data accessible to those who need it." A press release includes quotes from climate change proponents who are now part of the Biden administration. "For businesses along the coast, knowing what to expect and how to plan for the future is critical," said U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Ann Raimondo. "These updated projections will help businesses and the communities they support understand risks and make smart investments in the years ahead. This new data on sea rise is the latest reconfirmation that our climate crisis, as the president has said, is blinking code red," said Gina McCarthy, national climate advisor and former EPA administrator. "We must redouble our efforts to cut the greenhouse gases that cause climate change while, at the same time, help our coastal communities become more resilient in the face of rising seas. This is a global wake-up call and gives Americans the information needed to act now to best position ourselves for the future," said Rick Spinrad, Ph.D., NOAA administrator. "As we build a climate-ready nation, these updated data can inform coastal communities and others about current and future vulnerabilities in the face of climate change and help them make smart decisions to keep people and property safe over the long run. By 2050, moderate flooding, which is typically disruptive and damaging by today's weather, sea level and infrastructure standards, is expected to occur more than 10 times as often as it does today," said Nicole Buff, NOAA National Ocean Service Director. "These numbers mean a change from a single event every 2 to 5 years to multiple events each year, in some places. This report supports previous studies and confirms what we have long known. Sea levels are continuing to rise at an alarming rate, endangering communities around the world. Science is indisputable and urgent action is required to mitigate a climate crisis that is well underway," said Bill Nelson, NASA administrator. "NASA is steadfast in our commitment to protecting our home planet by expanding our monitoring capabilities and continuing to ensure our climate data is not only accessible but understandable." Besides the NOAA, the other federal agencies involved in promoting this narrative include the Environmental Protection Agency, United States Geological Survey, the Department of Defense, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Two of the four takeaways in the report include flooding occurring 10 times as often as occurs today and a likely 2 feet of sea level rises along the U.S. coasts between 2020 and 2100. The San Francisco Chronicle published an article about the report that takes it at face value. "Sea levels will go up by as much as 8 inches in California and along the West Coast by 2050, and by as much as 1 foot on the East Coast," projections based on improved research, satellite data and a better understanding of melting ice in the Arctic and Antarctic show. "Areas along the Gulf of Mexico and the East Coast will be hit hardest as those shorelines are sinking because of geological factors and because melting ice in Greenland is already changing currents in the Atlantic Ocean. The increase for the Gulf Coast is projected to be between 14 and 18 inches. Northern Alaska could see increases of 8 to 10 inches and Hawaii 6 to 8 inches. Major flooding will occur 5 times as often in the next 3 decades as it does today, inundating roads, neighborhoods, ports, and delicate ecosystems along the coasts. A report in the Washington Examiner last year noted that 3 of the most high-profile climate change advocates, former President Barack Obama, Bill Gates, and Biden's climate czar John Kerry, all have multi-million-dollar oceanfront homes. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.